The Red Cross, Lutheran Social Services, and the Salvation Army are some of the groups who have donated food, supplies, and cleanup kits to the affected areas. Support stations have been set up at schools and churches in Gays Mills, Reedstown, Lafarge, and Biola to supply food, water, and cleaning supplies. In Biola, Pastor Laverne Larson says they're worried about more rain and don't have an estimate of their needs.
We're not ready with the number of needs because not everybody has reported their needs. There are some that have been filled out their forms, and that's the ones we know about. We know some from personal conversations. But other than that, not all the needs are known yet, so okay. We won't know the total number of volunteers. Kind of had to be in a holding pattern until we know what's going to happen.
In Lafarge, Organic Valley, an organic farmers cooperative headquartered there, is also ready to help out with the relief effort. Vice President of Sustainability and Local Development, Cecil Wright, says they're ready to help, but local communities are not yet organized enough to take on the volunteers.
The sooner we can mobilize the area to be able to receive volunteers, the better it will be for everybody so that we can use those volunteers. But it'd be nice to learn from last year's experiences and really capture those volunteers that want to come in and will come in.
Organic Valley hopes to set up food services for volunteers as soon as possible. For Wisconsin Public Radio, Tegan Wendland in La Crosse.